We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday morning, January 27th, off to a chilly start, but it's going to go up to 58 degrees today right now. If you look at temperatures throughout the area, freezing, just above freezing in Mandeville, 33 degrees, Kenner 43, Houma 39, here in Belchase it's 41. And Martha Cagle joins us, Executive Director of Unity of Greater New Orleans. Good morning, Martha, how are you?
Good morning, good to be on.
Thanks for taking the time with us. I had an extremely well-written text that I read before, Martha. I don't know if you heard it, but I'm going to read it again. It says, "Hi, Tommy. I volunteer every Sunday with a group of Saints fans to deliver hot meals, hygiene products, and clothes to the homeless encampments under the bridge. New Orleans homeless are some of the nicest, most humble people you will ever meet. Recently, many have had to move down by Chapultepec due to sweeps and barricades. Many have jobs but are in need of services that are not available to get off the streets long term. The city needs to prioritize its own community members, including the homeless, over tourists if this problem is ever going to be solved. More social safety nets and more affordable housing would be a good start." I think that's a great text because it does make, in a way, an editorial statement about the city's priorities. However, you can't ignore the tourism industry either. It is a balance, I guess. Let's start with the nature of the homeless people themselves, the people that are living under the overpass with the tents and so forth. Are they there because they need to be, or are they there because they have no other options? Are they there because they choose to be? I know that's a blanket statement, but generally speaking, what have you found, Martha?
Generally speaking, what we have found in doing this work for many years and having an outreach team that is going out every night and every day is that the vast majority of people who are unhoused desperately want to be housed, but they can't afford housing. And in addition to that, complicating things is that a significant portion of the people who are sleeping on the street as opposed to being indoors in shelters are people with mental illness and physical illness as well, which just complicates matters. But for the most part, they want to be housed, but they simply can't afford rental housing. And it's really important to recognize that the scarcity of affordable rental housing is the major driver of homelessness. And study after study has shown that. It's not that New Orleans has a higher rate of mental illness than a city that doesn't have as high a rate of homelessness. It's that we have a real extreme shortage of affordable rental housing. So until we really invest in that, we're going to continue to struggle with this because a large percentage of our population are very poor, and it just takes one little crisis to pitch people into homelessness.
You're reading ahead because that was the next question, and it is just anecdotally because you know of, or maybe statistically, I don't know how documented it is, but a lot of people don't realize how close they are, do you think, to being homeless?
Well, I mean, it definitely is a function of being very poor, and if you're very poor and you have a job that doesn't pay when you're sick, you don't have any paid sick leave, and you get sick, you lose your job, and all of a sudden you can't pay your rent. And I think, the pandemic has caused extra stressors, increased domestic violence. It has caused, you know, the extended families that used to take people in maybe to be more cautious about expanding their household at a time when we keep having these surges, especially if there's a vulnerable person already in the household. So it's, you know, it's been a very challenging time. I do want to tell your listeners, though, that I'm not sure if the public has noticed this, but street homelessness, things could be worse. Street homelessness is way down right now in New Orleans as a result of a partnership between the city and the state and Unity and the nonprofits.
Let's pick it up right there.
Yeah.
When we come back, Martha, right? Because I think that's an important point. So appearances can be deceiving, and actually the number of homeless people living on the streets is down, and we'll talk about why that is when we come back with Martha Cagle, Executive Director of Unity of Greater New Orleans. It is 7:50, 10 till 8. So we're going to take a look at traffic now on WWL. 7:55, 5 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Martha Cagle, Executive Director of Unity of Greater New Orleans. A lot of you have written emails and texts about the homeless situation, so we thought we'd address it as it relates to near the convention center and underneath the, I guess it'd be the Pontchartrain Expressway. But Martha says, and as she rejoins us now, Martha, you say that the numbers are actually down despite the way it looks?
Yes, I mean, that particular area is a concentrated area, but, you know, if you look at other places where there have been a lot of homeless people, you know, there really aren't very many people struggling in homelessness compared to usual right now. But anyone struggling in homelessness is unacceptable. Anyone struggling in homelessness in such a rich country is just not the way it should be, and we need to solve the issue. But I do want to say that some good news is that while most cities have experienced soaring homelessness during the pandemic, New Orleans has actually not. And that's only because there's been a very innovative partnership between the city, the state, Unity, and our nonprofit collaborative that has taken 618 people off the street last year and 389 off the street this year just since August, and move them into hotels. And then from there, we move everybody into apartments with case management services. So things would be far worse if it weren't for that really proactive action that has been taken. And it's really challenging work. We could definitely use the public's help because we're trying to move everybody into apartments with case management services. And we really need furnishings and household goods, and you can donate gently used furnishings and household goods like kitchenware, bed linens, and you can call 483-9300 or email homelesswarehouse@unitygno.org, homelesswarehouse@unitygno.org, to donate your gently used goods.
Clothing or not?
We're not taking clothing because we simply don't have room for it, and other nonprofits do that. This is simply the stuff that you absolutely need to have in an apartment. So tables, chairs, dressers, beds, bed linens, towels, washcloths, pots and pans, you know, a place setting.
Is there a drop-off location?
Yes, it is at 506 North St. Patrick Street in New Orleans. That's in Mid-City near City Park Avenue.
Everybody can put that in their phones and find it. What happens after they go into an apartment?
Well, we don't just give them the key.
Yeah, who's paying for the apartment? That comes from the nonprofit, right? And then what happens from there? The plan, I guess, to get them on their own, living on their own?
Well, this has been a very creative use of pandemic resources because there were pandemic resources set aside for the homeless. And, you know, the city and the state are using them in a very progressive way to actually end people's homelessness. So that's where most of the rent assistance is coming from, or a lot of it at least. But it's not just giving people the keys to an apartment, however important that is. It's very importantly providing them with a skilled case manager who is going to help them become as stable as possible and, you know, really address whatever mental health issues, physical health issues, substance use issues, family, you know, issues that they may have that is really keeping them from, you know, being stable and being independent. And so, you know, we help them find jobs. If they're too disabled to work, which unfortunately many folks are, we help them get disability benefits.
Thank you, Martha. I appreciate your time. I really do. We'll talk more when we come back. WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.